Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening in Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm and clear. Haifa has seen clear skies as well, making for a pleasant night across major cities. Here are today's headlines. First, Lieberman warns that Netanyahu's submission to a U.S.-Iran deal could enable Iran's nuclear ambitions. This was reported just moments ago by the Jerusalem Post. Also, Hezbollah claims that Iran has promised not to sign an agreement without Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon. Walla reported this a few minutes ago. Also this hour, Trump warns that Iran will face severe consequences if it acquires nuclear weapons. He also advised Israel to limit its strikes on Lebanon. Ynet shared this earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu's press conference on Israel's position regarding the U.S.-Iran memorandum sparked a debate about its implications. The Times of Israel provided this analysis from earlier today. And finally, Iran launched missiles at Israel, breaking the ceasefire. This move could disrupt negotiations and escalate tensions. Axios reported this previously. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon killed 4 people, according to Lebanese state media. Raylan Givens shared that Ghalibaf, in talks with Lebanon's parliament speaker, insisted on Israel's withdrawal from Lebanese territories. This was posted recently. I24N EWS English revealed that Israel's request to access the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding was denied. This post came in earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lieberman's warning, he has urged for efforts to change the regime in Tehran. He also proposed a new IDF missile corps and a refocused Mossad to topple Iran's regime. The Jerusalem Post highlighted these developments, which could significantly alter Israel's defense strategy. Turning to Hezbollah's statement, Iran is expected to press for an Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon in upcoming talks. This reflects Tehran's regional ambitions and could influence the dynamics of the negotiations. Walla's report underscores the complexity of the situation. Meanwhile, Trump's cautionary message to Iran comes amid the anticipated signing of a U.S.-Iran memorandum. He emphasized severe repercussions if Iran develops nuclear weapons, while urging Israel to limit strikes on Lebanon. Ynet's coverage highlights the delicate balance Israel must maintain. Netanyahu's press conference has stirred debate with concerns over the ramifications of the U.S.-Iran understanding. The Times of Israel's briefing sheds light on Israel's strategic considerations and the narrative battle around the deal. Such discussions could affect future diplomatic engagements. Finally, Iran's missile attack on Israel marks a significant escalation. This action could undermine current peace efforts and provoke a strong Israeli response. Axios's earlier report indicates a potential turning point in the conflict, raising alarms about a renewed cycle of violence. Turning to business and markets. First, in a significant acquisition, Western Union has bought Israeli fintech company GMT for 200 million shekels. This marks a notable exit during challenging economic times. Walla Business covered this development earlier. Separately, Victory Supermarket Chain disclosed that nearly 10 million shekels of its first quarter sales were to the Gaza Strip. This trade occurs under an official arrangement, highlighting economic ties despite regional tensions. Globes provided this insight today. And finally, SpaceX's IPO set new records, elevating its valuation and enriching Elon Musk. While not directly tied to Israel, this development underscores investor confidence in high-tech ventures. CTech reported on this impressive financial feat previously. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.